At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
You are listening to Blessed and Bossed Up, presented by Anchored Media, an entrepreneurship podcast for Christians all about how to make God the CEO of your business. Get ready to be inspired, challenged, but well-equipped to live and build your destiny His way. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast. On today's episode, I'm going to be talking about gentleness. Now, when God gave me the download that this was going to be this week's episode, and then I looked at the date that this episode is coming out, which is October 2nd, the start of the fourth quarter, the end of the year, I really didn't find it to be much of a coincidence that He wants me to speak about gentleness in a season where a lot of people may be exerting effort to quote unquote finish the year strong. I mean, even as I've scrolled over social media on the weekend, it's just so many messages about getting stuff done, making sure you're getting those goals accomplished, revisiting the goals from the top of the year and doing XYZ for this final push for the final quarter of the year. Like these messages are everywhere, especially in this online entrepreneurial space. But instead, God wanted me to come on here and talk about gentleness. And usually when God gives me the message for the podcast, it's usually a message. And then I go and craft a message, organize it, find supporting scriptures and thoughts and all of the things and put it together and communicate it here on the show. This time he only gave me a word and I'm like, okay, gentleness, got it. But where are we going with this, God? And because I've been doing this long enough, I know as I study, he'll start to reveal. And what I've noticed just week after week is how God is just confronting things one by one that's in the way of us living fully in what He has for us in this season, what He has for us in our personal life, what He has for us in our business, our marriages, our parenthood, all of the roles and the spaces that we occupy. I believe that one by one, God is lining up every single obstacle that's keeping you from the seeing the manifestation of your prayers, that's keeping you from seeing and experiencing the full manifestation of His presence, of His promise, of His purpose. I just believe one by one, He's lining these things up week after week so that we can overcome these obstacles and be more close and in alignment with Him. And today, as we talk about gentleness, I believe He wants us to confront our conditioning. Can I be real with you guys for a second? When I think of the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. When I think about these fruit of the Spirit, gentleness is one that I often ignore. And to be honest, up until recently, I ignored it because I don't know how to receive gentleness. Now, the fruit of the Spirit, to be clear, these are not fruit that we produce as a result of being righteous or in good standing with God. The fruit of the Spirit is the evidence that we have accepted the gift of the Holy Spirit. So these fruit are not characteristics of anything that we have produced on our own, but it's evidence of the Holy Spirit that indwells on the inside of us. Now, gentleness, this was one that I often overlooked because I never was taught how to be gentle. I didn't grow up in environments where love was exemplified in a gentle way. I was never parented gently. If I think about the environments I've grown up in or where what I've experienced in my life over the years, gentle is just simply not a word that I would use to describe it. And even life in general, most of the time ain't really that gentle. So I would go on a whim and say that many of us don't really fully know how to recognize or receive gentleness. Even when it comes to our relationship with God, when someone is gentle, it's defined as mildness of manners or disposition, kindness, being soft. Some of us are hard-headed. So even with our relationship with God, because of our own stubbornness or hard-headedness, he's showing himself as gentle because that's who he is, but we're unable to receive it because we're used to harshness or we need harshness in order for us to pay attention. And I've even found myself over the years, I would pray like, God, I need to know what you want me to do. And like a bright neon sign, knock me upside my head, God, like just drop it in my lap, make it obvious and just undeniable that this is you. But sometimes me asking that is me asking God to go against his nature. And some of you guys, because you may not fully understand what gentleness means or know God in this way, you may be looking for him to answer your prayers in a way that goes against his nature. So I believe on today's episode, God wants to purify our perspectives. He wants to deprogram. Remember last week we talked about divine reprogramming. I believe that he wants to reprogram us a bit in this way by showing the gentle nature of who he is. And then also giving us a new willingness to submit to the guidance of the Holy Spirit, which is gentle. Now, when I first started studying this, I was like, okay, God, I got some disconnections here because on one end, I understand that gentleness is kind, is soft, is mildness. But you also flooded the whole earth, though. You also have some unsoft, some unmild, some pretty violent history. So make it make sense, Lord. But what I found is that meekness is the expression of power with reserve and gentleness. So what he was showing me that even in these extreme and major expressions of his power, he was still being reserved and still expressing gentleness. An Old Testament example is that when he flooded the earth, he still exercised reserve by sparing Noah and his family, giving him instructions on how to build the ark and allowing them to weather the storm. So he exerted his power in this major way, but at the same time was gentle and exercised reserve. God possesses this divine duality that allows him to be compassionate, but also be no nonsense, that allows him to be all knowing, all powerful, but still delicate at the same time. And he handles us with so much care.
This episode is brought to you by IXL. In my household, education is so important. And in summer, there's still no breaks. So whether your child is trying to catch up, stay sharp like we are, or get a head start for the fall, IXL can make learning a seamless part of the summer. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning, whether they're brushing up on math or diving into social studies. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies from pre-K through 12th grade with content that's engaging, personalized, and yes, actually fun. It's the perfect tool to keep learning going without making it feel like school. I am so excited to get started with IXL. My son is getting ready to go to kindergarten, and one of the tools that his school uses is IXL for Learning. And so we are so excited to dive in this summer to prepare him for the upcoming year. This program will improve your kids' grades. It will work for any of your kids. You save time and you save money, so don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Blessed and Bossed Up listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com. Visit IXL.com to get the most effective learning platform out there at the best price.
I'm breaking this down because I want to soften your hearts a bit, because I think that sometimes a huge mistake that we make that keep us from truly experiencing all of who God is that we apply our perception of our parents or authority that we know in our day to day onto God. So because we don't understand what it's like to have a parent who shows us love and compassion and who's kind and who handles us with care, we are unable to see God in that way. And I know for me personally, that is true. Sometimes, and for a long time in my relationship with God, it's been hard to see this gentle side of Him. This is a side of God that I'm only coming to truly fully receive, because He's always been this way, but I'm now fully letting Him in this way just recently. Because in my spiritual life, it's easy to go to the aggressive side, the spiritual warfare, the binding and loosing, the praying, the speaking in tongues, the deliverance, the casting out, the ra-ta-ta, as I call it, of this faith walk. It's easy for me to go there and square up with the enemy and all of whatever it is that he's trying to come up and use against me. I can go, like I can square up in the spirit, and I'm comfortable there. I'm not comfortable being soft, because I look at being soft as being weak. Because if we go by the slang term of being soft, that means that you a pushover. That means that you easily defeated. But on the spiritual side of things, God's softness is a part of His strength. It's a part of His sovereignty. It's a part of what makes Him a great father, a great leader, a great Lord, a great master. So because I'm applying the limitations on what I see gentleness as onto Him, it's hindering my ability to experience Him fully. However it is that you've been conditioned, I would go on a whim to say that I believe that it's keeping you from being able to see what God is doing, to hear Him clearly, and it's creating a space where you think it's distance, but it's not. Where you think He's not answering you, but He is. Because you feel you are looking for Him to knock you upside your head, and He's whispering. So you're missing it because of your misconceptions. And God is using this episode to reintroduce Himself to you in a way that you're not used to, so that you can get these aha moments and be like, oh, so that was God. Oh, now I see what He was doing. Oh, dang, I see how I ignored that because I thought that it was too simple. It was too soft. It needed to be more aggressive in order for it to be God. Let's go to 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 9. Now, for the sake of time, I'm not going to tell the earlier part of the story. I want to just pick up on verse 9. But if you have not read the story of Elijah, the full story, please go and read it. It's a great story. Definitely one of my faves. Now, where we find ourselves in this scripture, Elijah, by direction of the angel, went to Mount Sinai. So Mount Sinai is known as the mountain of God. So where we find ourselves in verse 9 is where the Lord is speaking to Elijah at Mount Sinai. Verse 9 says, "But the Lord said to him, 'What are you doing here, Elijah?' Elijah replied, 'I have zealously served the Lord God Almighty, but the people of Israel have broken their covenant with you, torn down your altars, and killed every one of your prophets. I'm the only one left, and now they're trying to kill me too. Go out and stand before me on the mountain,' the Lord told him. And as Elijah stood there, the Lord passed by, and a mighty windstorm hit the mountain. It was such a terrible blast that the rocks were torn loose, but the Lord was not in the wind. After the wind, there was an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, there was a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, there was the sound of a gentle whisper." Now, I never noticed this part when I first read this story, but as I was studying gentleness, I was taken back. And I believe that God showed these more aggressive demonstrations, such as the earthquake, such as the wind, such as the fire. And He was not speaking in any of those things. Instead, He decided to speak in a gentle whisper. I believe that God was showing a new part of His character to Elijah in that moment. And I don't think it's a coincidence that Elijah was here meeting God in a very vulnerable state. A few verses up, he's talking about, "God, just take my life." He wanted to die, but instead he went at the beckoning of the angel. He went and met God at Mount Sinai. And instead of God meeting him in a way that Elijah was used to, such as the fire and these miraculous demonstrations, God gently whispered to him. He showed him his soft side. He showed him his kind side. He showed him his gentle side, because that's what Elijah needed. He needed the love of his father demonstrated in that manner. And because God is God, he knew that, and that is what he gave him. So some of you, what you're looking for and what you need are different. You're looking for the wind and the earthquake and the fire, but God is talking to you in a gentle whisper because he knows what you actually need and not just what you think you need or how you expect him to show up. Let's go to the New Testament. Matthew 11, verse 28. Then Jesus said, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light." So here is God again, through Jesus, our example, our Savior, fully God, but also fully human, showing his gentleness. So I hope over the course of this episode that you're seeing God in a new light. And I pray that as you see him this way, you can submit to him further and pray that he purifies the perspectives that you may be holding on to, or crucifies the conditioning that you may have that has led you to not be able to fully receive him in his gentle state, to fully receive his power and his love in this gentle way. So that's it for today's episode. I hope I shifted your perspective a bit, gave you some language for some things that you may be dealing with. And I hope this episode blessed you. If it did, please leave us a 5-star review. Feel free to slide in my DMs and tell me how this episode blessed you at Tatum Tamia, TATUMTEMIA. I love you guys, and I'll talk to you next week.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.